Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Happy Monday. We've reached that time of year when people inevitably begin to take a good hard look at what they'd like to change in the coming year. What do we want to take with us? What would we like to leave behind? And what might we like to start anew? No matter the goal, the beginning of the year provides a fantastic starting block. But oftentimes, without really doing the work of understanding where and how and why we're choosing our resolutions, they notoriously fall apart. So our goal, just as it was this time last year, is to spend a few weeks focusing on self-observation, reconnection, and recommitment. We want to set ourselves up for success by packing thoughtful intention behind our why and how. We're getting it started this week by re-exploring ritual, and we're kicking it off today with stale tradition. It's short and sweet, but it packs a punch. When we say thank you, it feels and often reads different if we're saying it with genuine gratitude than if we're saying it because manners demand it of us. The same can be said for a hug or a held door or even an I love you. We can perform it or we can actually mean it. In the same way, ritual, for the sake of tradition, can feel forced. When our actions or gestures or words become nothing more than an act in obligation, they're meaningless. Doing something just because it's what's been done before is no way to approach any situation in life, especially during this most cherished time of year. We can understand the purpose of a tradition's origin, but if the spirit of a celebration has been forgotten, so has its value. That's not to say ritual and tradition are unimportant. To the contrary, we're saying it's something that shouldn't be taken lightly. We approach tradition with intention and purpose, truly understanding why we're taking part, even if our why differs from everyone else who's taking part. For example, maybe we don't celebrate Shabbat, but our family or friends do. We can show up purely because we see it as a weekly time to bond with the people that we love. Religion aside, this weekly tradition becomes something special to us individually, regardless of the context of its origin. And for those at the celebration who are there for religious context as well, we're simply suggesting to keep your own personal intention at the forefront of your thoughts throughout the night. Once tradition feels like an obligation, the magic is lost. Stale ritual can be reinvigorated with purpose. We need only remain mindful of why it's important to us personally. If we can't seem to find a reason for the ritual, it's time to start new ones, because ritual with intention is a powerful tool at our disposal, not just over the holidays, but in every aspect, in every day of our lives. And that's what we'll be talking about all week. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B McMuffin. We'll be back again tomorrow for day two of our week, re-exploring ritual. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.